From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Monday, September 22nd. This weekend, California Governor Gavin Newsom signed a bill banning most law enforcement from wearing masks on duty, except for things like riot gear, medical masks, and undercover work. Newsom says it's the first bill of its kind in the country. Cap Radio's Gerardo Zavala reports.
The law comes in response to increased immigration enforcement in California, including the raids that sparked a massive protest in Los Angeles this summer. During a press conference in Los Angeles, Newsom recalled a recent ICE detention.
These masked men did not provide any information, name, badge number, hidden from accountability, any transparency, any oversight. That's Trump's America, but it is not the America we've grown up in.
But the question of whether or not state lawmakers can regulate federal law enforcement remains unclear and could end up in the courts. This law takes effect next year. ICE declined to comment. Gerardo Zavala, Cap Radio News.
In other news, part of next week's Glenn County Board of Supervisors meeting will be dedicated to a public hearing on the upcoming closure of Glenn Medical Center in Willows. The medical center is set to close its doors on October 21st due to loss of funding from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. A preliminary report by the Sierra Sacramento Valley Emergency Services Agency, which provides EMS in the region, found the closure of the county's only hospital will likely cause an increase in 911 calls. The agency also says local law enforcement and first responder organizations, many of which are staffed by volunteers, will feel the effects. The Board of Supervisors meeting begins in Willows tomorrow at 9 a.m., with the public hearing about Glenn Medical scheduled for 1:30 that afternoon. A final impact report will be made after the public hearing. And Bay Area immigrant advocates are suing the Trump administration to end its controversial immigration courthouse arrests and stop detaining people for days in San Francisco holding rooms meant for only a few hours. KQED's senior immigration editor Taiki Hendricks reports.
Since May, U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers have arrested at least 80 people in the halls of Northern California immigration courts. That's prompted public protests and now a class action lawsuit. Nisha Kashyap is with the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights, one of the groups suing.
It's really turned our immigration courts into a trap.
Because if people fail to attend their hearings, they're automatically ordered deported.
Having set that trap, the Trump administration is now holding people in conditions that are abhorrent, inhumane, and punishing.
No response so far from ICE or the immigration courts. For the California Report, I'm Taiki Hendricks.
Also, lawmakers representing Yolo County have introduced legislation to reform California's fireworks law following the deadly explosion at an Esparto storage facility in July. State Senator Christopher Cabaldon has co-authored a bill with Assembly Majority Leader Cecilia Aguiar-Curry that would require a fireworks licensee to provide their local permit documents to the state fire marshal and CAL FIRE. It would also ban people who are indicted or convicted of certain violent crimes from getting fireworks licenses. The move comes weeks after state fire officials revoked the pyrotechnic licenses of two company owners connected to the July 1st explosion that killed 7 people, injured 2 others, and started a wildfire. The state fire marshal's office said Kenneth Chi of Devastating Pyrotechnics and Craig Cutright of Black Star Fireworks had violated numerous state laws and regulations. These included not filing proper importation documents, not reporting lost fireworks, and possessing fireworks without a local fire permit. CAL FIRE is still conducting its investigation into the cause of the explosion. Additionally, Governor Gavin Newsom wants a law requiring a 5-foot fire buffer around structures implemented now, but NSPR's Ken Duvall says the committee finalizing the regulations has struggled to meet its deadline.
A bill passed in 2020 requires that all homeowners in unincorporated or high fire risk areas maintain a 5-foot perimeter around their house free of flammable materials. It's supposed to go into effect by the end of this year. The California Board of Forestry and Fire Protection is charged with creating the rules to implement the law, but according to reporting by the San Francisco Chronicle, even after the Palisades fire, some residents and elected officials in Los Angeles oppose the idea. They claim it's burdensome and needs more scientific study, and that the focus should instead be on home hardening. Insurance companies, researchers, and fire agencies generally support the law. The board has made some adjustments in response to the pressure, but the controversy has pushed it right up to the deadline. The committee is expected to finalize the rules in November, and the law should go into effect in January. For NSPR News, I'm Kendall Ball.
And finally, the founder and executive director of the Chico Theater Company is stepping down. Mark Edson was at the helm of the local theater powerhouse for 22 years. The theater's company board of directors recently expressed their gratitude to Edson for his leadership and service to the Chico arts community. The board announced that Owen Hansen has been selected as the new executive director. The board of directors cited Hansen's passion for CTC's future, eagerness to collaborate, and focus on maintaining the company's legacy. And those were your headlines for Monday, September 22nd. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, check out our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.